Welcome back to In the Moment. The Mission of Hermann Stern is a new documentary. It spotlights the man who rescued 125 people from persecution and possible death in Nazi Germany during World War II. Born in Germany, Stern became a civic leader in North Dakota. He died in Valley City in 1980. Video Arts Studios is behind the documentary, which comes with a lesson plan distributed to all North Dakota schools. Producers Art Phillips and Carl Oberholzer wanted to bring attention to Stern. They didn't feel enough had been written about his rescue efforts and his leadership. They visited with Doug Hamilton last week on Prairie Public's Main Street.
Well, about 2 years ago, it was brought to my attention that Hermann Stern got the Rough Rider Award. That was in 2014 from Governor Dalrymple. And one of the things they talked about why he got the award was that he rescued 125 refugees from Germany. And I had done TV commercials for Strauss through the years, and I didn't know that. And
so, Hermann Stern was the founder of Strauss Clothing.
Strauss Clothing, yes. And so when I had heard that he was what he had done, I thought, boy, there's another story here to be told about another North Dakota hero. And so we approached the family and we talked to the schools and we thought, this is another project to do about somebody that made a difference in North Dakota.
Well, I attended that unveiling with Governor Dalrymple of the Hermann Stern Rough Rider Award portrait that when it took place in Fargo. And I was reminded of that history and I'd heard pieces of it. But Carl, bring us up to date. Who was Hermann Stern and why is he important?
Well, Hermann is a unique individual in the history of North Dakota and the United States. We can learn so many lessons from how he conducted his life. He came as an immigrant, teenage boy, an immigrant from Germany, and started working for Strauss Clothing, ended up taking over the Strauss stores, and then in the 1930s, he ended up getting involved in saving or leading the saving of 125 Jews from Germany during the Holocaust. At the same time, he was instrumental in everything from the Boy Scouts in North Dakota and western Minnesota to the Winter Show to the Better Business Bureau. He's a unique man. How he found time to do all these things, it's amazing.
Well, let's listen to just a little piece from the trailer for The Mission of Hermann Stern. We'll hear a couple of voices talk about how important he was to their survival.
When we came over from Germany, it was during the period of the Nazis, where German Jews like my parents and me were being killed by the thousands, and so it was so grateful for us to know that there was a man in the world who was willing to save people like us, to rescue us from what was happening all around us.
Hermann Stern brought 125 people to the United States, and that was a tremendous accomplishment against tremendous odds. He did it with grace, with intelligence, perseverance, and he made lasting contributions through these people and through other parts of his civic work to North Dakota and to the United States.
Well, that's just a couple of voices, and in a very stirring sense here, we're hearing just a piece of this story. Carl, how did he do it?
Well, it's an amazing story. It's at a period of time when the United States was anti-immigration. It was a period of time where the economy, the Great Depression, where we didn't want immigrants taking American jobs.
We famously turned away a ship filled with Jewish immigrants from our shores.
Absolutely. And the State Department, the U.S. State Department, was under orders to not give visas to people trying to enter the United States. So it was a very, very difficult time for Hermann Stern to undertake this project. He worked tirelessly with a U.S. senator from North Dakota, and I don't know how much you want me to get into the story, but working through that senator and working through the U.S. State Department, he enabled, like I said earlier, 125 German Jews to enter this country.
He tunneled through a pretty thick bureaucratic process.
Absolutely.
Okay. Art, we heard some sense of the production values there. You poured a lot into this. How long have you spent? 2 years on
this? Yeah, it's been about 2 years, Doug, from when we said, let's do this to now that the premieres are happening this month.
And how did you find these people? Because they're essential to the story.
Yeah. Well, we found them through the Stern family. And there's a granddaughter who lives in New York. And she said there's a couple people in New York City that were saved by Herman Stern. So she helped me find these people. And then talking to people, I got a chance to talk to more people. And then once they found out about the project, then everybody wanted to help. And so we basically called up these people and explained what we wanted to do, why we wanted to do it, that this was going to be an educational piece, and it was an important piece. They were on board right away.
Yeah. Yeah. When you see the documentary, you'll realize how important it was done when it was done, because some of these people are pretty old.
Yeah, yeah. And so we wanted to get on it right away, so that was the first thing we did, was get and do the interview. So what we did is we did phone interviews with them first to get a little background on their stories. And then when we brought the camera crew to New York and interviewed these people, then they knew what to expect of us and what to expect of them. And they welcomed us into their homes, and they were wonderful. Carl was with us on the shoots, and they just they were so grateful. You'll see in the documentary about Uncle Herman.
Well, Carl, as a teacher of history, you're also a student of it. So what an opportunity it was for you.
It was absolutely terrific just to get to do the research, meet these people, and immerse yourself in it. We started up at the University of North Dakota in their archives where Herman Stern's papers are. And we found a letter from several letters from people in Germany that they had sent to Herman asking him, begging him to help them get out. And we photocopied a couple of these letters, and we asked. We had one of them translated. It was handwritten in German in 1935, I think it was. And the girl that translated it for us, she was crying. She said, "This is a tragic story. This is a woman with a 6-year-old son who they need to get out of Germany, and they're going to die," and on and on and on. And so we had this letter, and then we ended up finding the boy.
Oh.
And he's in the film. He's in the film. So it was terrific from that perspective to find some of these survivors.
Well, when you think about it, 125 survivors, and now this is a couple of generations back now. So how many people are on planet Earth because Herman Stern intervened in a tragedy?
Right. And the contributions those people have made to American society, we don't know the exact number, but we do know some of the occupations and so on, and it's truly, he made a difference in this country's history.
Arch, you've got a bunch of premier events that are coming up around the state.
Yes.
The first one is Monday in Grand Forks at the Empire Arts Center at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Tell us about what's going to happen.
Well, all the premieres are going to be real similar. We'll show the film, and then we'll have like a Q&A afterwards. We'll have a little panel discussion. I'll be there. Carl will be there. Each city is going to have a little different group of people. One of the persons will be there in Fargo will be Terry Shoptaw, who wrote a book on Herman Stern.
Yes, we talked to Terry about that book. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're excited about having him part of it too. So they'll not only see the film, there'll be a chance for the three of us are doing right now, talk about the project. If the audience has questions about Herman Stern or the project or what happened, we'll be able to address that in each city.
And, of course, it's Grand Forks on Monday, November 6th. Then Tuesday, November 14th, the next week, it's in Fargo.
Yep.
And later that week, it's in Bismarck at the North Dakota Heritage Center. In Fargo, it's at the Fargo Theater.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
So you've got three premieres that are set
up. Yeah, the one in Bismarck's on Sunday, November 19th at the Heritage Center. So, yeah.
These people that he brought over, Carl, it was not just burrowing through the bureaucracy and getting them here. He actually helped them when they were here.
Absolutely. It really illustrates the type of man he was. He did arrange for the visas, and he did a lot of paperwork and a lot of legwork prior to them coming, finding them places to live and a job and so on. But he checked up on them. He had his clothing store, and he would go to New York City for markets. And when he was there, he would check on some of the children that had been brought over and make sure they're going to school and so on. So he remained a very active part of many of these people's lives long after they arrived in America.
He was born in 1887 in Brecon, Germany. He died in 1980 in Valley City, where he spent most of his life when he was in the United States. He was pretty important to Valley City.
Absolutely. The Winter Show is primarily a result of his endeavors. The Rotary Club there, so he was civic-minded. He loved his adopted country. He loved North Dakota. He loved Valley City. And he spent much of his life, you know, dedicating himself to promoting North Dakota.
And I noticed on your list of supporters or sponsors for this project, the Boy Scouts were there.
Boy Scouts, if you go to Camp Wilderness, which many of us were Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout when I was young. And
I got to second class.
You spent some summertime over at Camp Wilderness or wintertime, and now there's a shelter there with his name on it. So he was very instrumental in that.
Art, we talked about The Road to Little Rock, mm-hmm. which, of course, also premiered at the Fargo Theater and was ultimately used, pieces of it, in the Fargo public school system mm-hmm. as part of the educational curricula. So mm-hmm. what's the application here for that, both of you?
Well, yeah, that's the one of the main reasons we're doing this piece, Doug, again, is because the schools really liked having the North Dakota story of Judge Davies. So when we thought this could be another North Dakota hero story and one person can make a difference, that's why we thought, let's do this one again, this kind of concept again, and did a thing for the school. So there'll be the 30-minute documentary. There'll be a lesson plan, a curriculum, and that's going to be made available to the schools in North Dakota free of charge.
And that Road to Little Rock with Judge Davies, that was Ron Davies. He was the federal judge from North Dakota mm-hmm. who ordered the desegregation of the Little Rock public schools. And you brought pieces of the Little Rock Nine, those students who actually were the tip of the spear who helped integrate those schools. They were part of the premier process, introducing them to the state where the judge who protected them mm-hmm. came from.
And the teachers love that the feedback we got was that these were the, what they call them, called primary sources.
Primary sources.
These were the people that they were reading about in their history books. The Little Rock Nine all of a sudden became alive to the students. And so that's the same thing when they're studying the Holocaust or World War II and things like that. The teachers now are available to say, these are some stories of what happened to people, how they escaped, and this is the person from North Dakota that helped them get out.
It's not something that just happened a long, far, you know, right. We had a role in this particular story, and Herman Stern is an important part of telling it.
Well, Doug, we made the curriculum so that it was applicable not just today, but the next generation. And we're doing the same thing with the Herman Stern one, that the lessons in there will center on his character, that he did these things without wanting any attention, without any payback, anything like that. So a lot of character education. But we'll be taking the immigration story and the how you became an American, and you can apply that to many situations in our country today where we have a lot of similar attitudes that we're not really supporting a lot of immigration right now. So you can take the lessons there and apply it to today and probably 20, 30, 50 years from now as well.
And ask yourself, why are these people fleeing? Why are they refugees? And should we provide them support and shelter?
And absolutely. We went from immigrants to refugees mm-hmm. during right after this period of time. And that's a crucial bit of understanding that our students need to have, the difference between what we call a refugee and an immigrant. And these are things that I think a lot of adults in our country need to become familiar with as well.
Carl Oberholzer is a producer and writer of the new documentary, The Mission of Herman Stern. Art Phillips is producer and director. They share details of their film with Prairie Public's Doug Hamilton.